This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russia's Vladimir Putin have agreed to meet next month in Geneva. It's a face-to-face encounter that the White House hopes will bring some predictability to a fraught relationship that's only worsened in the first months of the Democratic administration. The June 16th summit is being tacked on to the end of Biden's first international trip as president. He'll also visit Britain for a meeting of the group of seven world leaders and attend a NATO summit in Brussels. The agenda is expected to include discussions of Russian action in neighboring Ukraine, this week's forced diversion of a Lithuania-bound flight by Russian ally Belarus, efforts by both nations to stem the coronavirus pandemic, and more. EU leaders gathering in Brussels have agreed to donate at least 100 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to poorer nations by the end of the year as supplies steadily rise across Europe.
The 27 leaders have backed a text in which they pledge to continue efforts to increase global vaccine production capacities in order to meet global needs. Leaders also called for work to be stepped up to ensure access to COVID-19 vaccines and reiterated their support for the UN-backed COVAX program. The program suffered a major setback last week when its biggest supplier, the Serum Institute of India, announced it would likely not export any more vaccines until the end of the year due to the COVID-19 crisis on the subcontinent. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Africa said on Tuesday that consensus has been reached to hold a special session of the World Health Organization's decision-making body this year to consider negotiating a new international treaty on pandemic preparedness. This is